Reading. Many Japanese people believe that the American variety of English is the best. They also believe that American English is much better than any regional variety of English, such as Singaporean or Philippine English. In this passage, we will look at some of the differences between native speaker varieties of English and also at some differences between these and non-native speaker varieties. The most obvious difference between varieties of English is pronunciation or accent. A person's accent can tell people whether the speaker is British or American. It can also tell people whereabouts in Britain or America the person comes from. We all have accents. A Japanese person can tell whereabouts in Japan someone comes from simply by listening to them speak. There are also many differences in vocabulary. For example, when British and American people talk about cars, you would think they were talking about completely different things. In Britain, cars have bonnets, boots, and gear levers. In America, they have hoods, trunks, and stick shifts. There are also grammatical differences. Americans use the past simple tense, where British people would use the present perfect. For example, "Did you buy your car yet?" is possible in American English. In British English, the speaker would have to say, "Have you bought your car yet?" Differences also exist in the way people speak to each other. Let's look at the ways Australians, British, and Americans greet and take leave of each other when they are speaking informally. The British may say, "How are you?" and "Goodbye," while Americans may say, "Hi," and "Have a nice day." And Australians may say, "How are you going?" and "See you later." Differences in English usage also arise between native and non-native speakers. There are obvious differences in pronunciation, and in fact, your accent may be very important to you, as it signals your national identity. Tommy Koh, a senior Singaporean politician, once said, "When I speak English, I want the world to know I'm Singaporean." Differences are very common in vocabulary. Kimono and judo are just two examples of English that have come from Japanese. And in grammar, in Singaporean English, it is possible to leave out the subjects of sentences. So, in reply to a request like, "Can you open the window?" people may reply, "Can." Finally, people's cultural differences are naturally reflected when they transfer their ways of speaking in their first language into English. As we saw in the passage on requests in the previous chapter, this caused a breakdown in communication between a native speaker and a non-native speaker. However, we know that non-native English speakers from different backgrounds frequently communicate in English, and some of them may prefer this Chinese way of making requests. We predict that Asian varieties of English will become increasingly popular as a lingua franca among non-native speakers throughout the region. For Japanese speakers, sounding Japanese may become more important than sounding American.